We have had some bad storms, and while it was bad enough to happen in Missouri, we got hit in North Minneapolis. Let's talk a little bit about that. How did that tornado was on the ground for quite a while. Is that an area that's often hit, or was that just an anomaly?
Well, generally, for any tornado to be on the ground for over a few minutes is an anomaly, because generally tornadoes are on the ground for a few minutes at a time, and that would be it. So any tornado that's over 5 minutes on the ground is definitely an anomaly.
And it sounds like it did quite a bit of damage across from, I think, St. Louis Park across the top of Hennepin County. And I seem to recall that there have been tornadoes in that area before, though.
Right, there have been tornadoes in the Twin Cities before. I think there were a couple back in the 80s, and there was one just a couple years ago in downtown Minneapolis. So tornadoes can hit populated areas and cities.
Yeah, that's kind of a myth. People often say it doesn't happen, but it really has happened at least this year so far all over the country.
It has. It definitely has hit some major urban areas in this spring, this past spring, and in the past couple of years. Remember Memphis, Miami, mm-hmm. Chicago? Yeah, it does. They do.
One of the National Weather Service people down in the Missouri area mentioned on air a while back that tornadoes are harder to call than hurricanes. So why is that?
Well, hurricanes are so big and slow moving. So it's pretty obvious that there's a hurricane out there. The tricky part is where it's going to make landfall, of course. Mm-hmm. And with with tornadoes, we can focus on the area where the best chances of tornadoes will be, but actually zoning in and honing in the exact spot where a tornado can touch down is extremely difficult, because number one is there's a lot we don't understand about tornadoes, and number two is they're generally very, very small compared to the bigger scheme of the atmosphere. So it's difficult, yes.
Is our weather changing? I mean, I've read a number of different places where that seems to be the contention, and I realize there are weather cycles, but I mean, is this more than a cycle?
Well, we can't blame abnormal spring season on climate change, because climate change is such a long, long stretch of time compared to one spring season. But there could be other explanations also, which we'll be looking into. This is something that we generally look back on. Could be a number of things, just like you said, just a blip in the climate cycle. It could be due to a couple of things in the atmosphere. One is what we call La Nina. It's been a strong La Nina year. That could have proved to be one of the major factors. It's something that we'll look at later.
Well, one of the things we're going to look at tomorrow is the frost you have predicted for tonight. Isn't that a little rude?
Rude?
Yeah.
Well, it is still May, so gardeners shouldn't get too anxious to get out there and plant. I think when I moved up here, the old gardeners that I talked with said, don't plant before June 10th.
Really?
Really. Okay. So I try not to, although it can be very, very difficult for us gardeners not to get in there and start doing something. Well, but we are expecting frost, especially in the Arrowhead. But we are looking at this massive cloud cover. So keep an eye on the weather. We're going to, if it stays cloudy, we're not going to get the frost. So we'll be tweaking the forecast later on today.
And between now and when we talk again next Tuesday, how does it look for gardeners?
Cool and wet.
Okay.
Yeah.
That seems to be a refrain
right.
With you, Carol, this spring.
It is. Sorry about that.
Well, it's not your fault, and we're not going to blame you.
Thank you.
But and I hope you're right about the cloud cover and the frost. We've been talking with National Weather Service meteorologist Carol Christensen from Duluth. Thank you very much, Carol, for joining us. We'll talk to you in a week.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.